I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology. Welcome to Castology, the podcast where we love listening to podcasts and we like to roar.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep. You made a reference to something that happened off air.
You can't do that.
I can. I just did.
It's not even something like, literally you made that for two people.
Yep, I did. Sometimes you just got to do it. And I just did it. So.
Okay, look, well now I have to explain it. Fuck's sake.
Feels
and
good.
Now this is going to ruin it. I'm not going to find as much enjoyment in this meme. I just was looking at a meme and it made me giggle. And it says, I wish I was a dinosaur. No school, no work, just rah-rah. And I do, guys. I really do right now.
Yeah.
We do like to rah-rah, but really now do. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Liz is blushing. Anyway, I'm one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. Across from me is...
Zane C. Webber.
And to my left is...
Liz Best.
And we're here to chat about some podcasts this week, which is super exciting. We don't have a theme this week.
No.
Dinosaurs would be cool, though. Dinosaurs...
A dinosaur
cool.
theme, yeah.
Not gonna lie.
I mean,
I've brought one before.
I haven't brought one.
Yeah, I think it was before your time.
Pre-me?
It was science paleontology.
Okay, yeah. Cool. That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So dinosaur theme.
I feel
theme.
Like that's pretty niche.
It is pretty
dinosaur
niche.
Podcast?
No, that's not niche enough.
Oh, what? Okay, whatever. That's fine. Anyway, we're here to review, discuss some podcasts. So let's start with our recommendations this week. Liz, I will start with you.
Okay, so this podcast is a podcast that I discovered. Where did I find this? I think someone just mentioned it to me at work because I was talking about how fucking great a villain was in a particular show I was watching. And they said, have you heard of the podcast The Villain Was Right? And I had not. And then I thought, is that the one that Zane recommended way back when, which was Villain Next Door?
It was.
Because I did do my research and check just in case I did the thing where I recommended the same thing twice. Not that anyone here will have done that ever. No.
I mean, it didn't make it to the episode.
No, I caught it. I caught it in time. I mean, just. We were already a week delayed and then I picked it up.
Have I ever tried to recommend one of your podcast that you've recommended before?
Yeah, but
I know we've had it on the same, we've had the same podcast on the list before.
But we always discover it because I go, hey.
Yeah.
Don't.
Or fine, you can have it because it means my homework's done. Rah, damn it. Okay, so The Villain Was Right. That is when comedians Craig Faye and Rebecca Reeds review. So they watch movies and TV shows and kind of argue from the villain's perspective. So they go, the format is they go and watch a show and sometimes they haven't seen, it's like a really famous movie and they're like, I've never seen this before, which is always fun.
Yeah.
And then they argue from the villain's perspective why the villain was right. I particularly, and they're very funny. Rebecca says a lot of the things out loud that I'm actually thinking while I'm listening. I'm just like, I feel
that's
like we
pleasant.
Would be really good friends because I feel like she's got a very similar sense of humor and pessimism to me. Particularly funny episodes that I enjoyed were Father of the Bride when they argue that the wedding is the villain. And so they argue from the perspective that the wedding was right and George Banks was wrong. And then WandaVision, where if you haven't listened to WandaVision or watched WandaVision and don't know who the villain was in WandaVision, I mean, can I spoil it from here?
I feel like I think WandaVision's at a point where you can, right?
Skip ahead 30 seconds.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so basically they argue that Agatha was right in everything that she did, and fucking rightly so, I think. But then sometimes there's more dicey ones where you're like, hang on, there isn't really a villain in that movie. So then they pick someone who did a shit thing and try and argue from their perspective, or they argue that someone was the villain when they're seen as a good person. So
is it just visual media that they do? So like movies and
just
and
movies.
TV shows?
Yeah, movies and TV shows. And I just really like the amount of comedy that they get out of it. It's not just like arguing and debating. I really think that they've got a really good rapport and they make me laugh, and that's really hard because I don't like actively laughing at anything at the moment. No. But I found myself giggling in spite of myself. So, yeah. And plus it gave me a fun way to think of different villains in different movies and be like, hey, actually, you know, like that person was just minding their own business.
Look, I have a bad habit of siding with the villain.
Well, there's a thing, especially in Marvel at the moment, where they have really reasonable villains and then they yeah. have to commit mass genocide and then they go, oh, that's right, the thing that they yeah. were fighting for, they're bad, even though their ideals are so right.
I mean, again, like you could... Who's the villain in Black Panther? Like,
yeah.
is yeah. it
fair?
Is it the Black Panther lineage?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Have they done Black Panther? I don't know. They did Legally Blonde, where they were arguing. They were arguing for what's the
Werner?
Him, Warner, and the girl. What's the Victoria?
Oh, Victoria.
Victoria. Yeah. yeah. Where they were, and Warner, they were just like, well, he's being honest. He's breaking up with her because that's not what he wants for his future. Yeah. Like, she read into this. Like, she's not the villain here. Mm. Then she stalks him all the way to school. Like, it's actually, I enjoy it. The villain was right.
The true villain in that movie is definitely
the professor.
The legal establishment.
Well,
like, how you
and
have
And the
to
professor
go
who
this.
Tries to touch up the student.
Who is part of the legal establishment.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. It's the law. The law is wrong.
I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that sounds like
fun. I like the premise.
Yeah.
Zane.
Okay, I am recommending a podcast called The Poison Room. Now,
sounds like a fun room.
What do you think it's about?
Poison.
Okay.
Room.
Strong. Interesting. Yeah. Well. Yep. Okay.
A room full of poison.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually alcohol? About banned books. Or dangerous writing. So basically it's talking about like the very first anti-vaccination literature or the anarchist cookbook, burned books or even ridiculous laws or like how holy texts are misinterpreted. So it's kind of about history of books and how we treat literature and what classifies as like dangerous reading and like how people try to protect people from information.
It's 'cause people are assholes.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I think we all know my thoughts on the matter.
I mean, some books, like, they're not good, but everyone should be able to read them and be like, well, that's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Like, it's
unless
also
it's like
about-
actively a recruitment tool where at the end of the book, it's like, if you want to do terrorism, call this number. Like,
I mean, that's kind of Mein Kampf, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's not like as literal as that.
Yeah, yeah. I found it really interesting. Pick whatever episode you want to listen to.
Okay.
And no, I'm not going to recommend anything for you here because you
fine,
can go in any direction.
Fine, just leave us fucking flailing then.
I will. If you are wow. flailing, I will recommend you an episode.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Sam.
But I really do enjoy, enjoyed the anti-vaccination episode just because like that's a text that I don't agree with. So it's interesting to view it from like, yeah, I think less people should read that information.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the Poison Room.
Like, sorry, there's just so many anti-vaxxers on my Facebook at the moment.
Yeah, weirdly.
I want to flip tables.
It's super interesting for me, the intersection, the Venn diagram of people who are anti-vaxxers, because you have hippies and then you have old people and then you have conspiracy theorists and then you have like weird like anti-science religious people. And it's like, how do all of these people agree on this one thing?
I don't understand. I can't talk about
it. We don't need to talk about anti-vaccination on this podcast recommendation podcast.
It's not what we do.
So let's just get a bit angry instead, because my recommendation this week, and look, we've put like a kind of what like a quasi ban on Q code and stuff, right? So I'm gonna put myself on a New York Times ban because this is the last one I'm gonna recommend. All I promise. So I got a recommendation from the New York Times for a podcast called Day X. Now this podcast goes into the rise of far right extremism in Germany. So enjoy.
Had
to be done. Yeah.
Look, if anyone wants to cast me in a play where I get to scream at someone and cry at the moment, I need to work some world shit out.
Yeah. So
I don't like far. Everything's depressing.
This one is very much rooted, obviously, quite in like the rise of neo-Nazis. I guess it would be like neo-Nazism in Germany, but yeah. For the most part, it's very much like the far-right extremism that's kind of. That's been a problem in Germany. I know that's like it's not isolated to Germany specifically, but there's been quite a lot of things that there's kind of an intersection on like immigrants and like refugees that are kind of being brought in and used as kind of scapegoats for this particular movement of people that are trying to bring down the German government. So the New York Times have done like an investigative piece about it. I'm pretty sure it has one more episode to go, I think.
At the time of recording.
But it is, I thought it was a really fascinating list. New York Times, they just do really, really good work. Fair warning, far-right extremism, if it's not your thing, honestly, I'm not going to be too fussy.
I mean,
if you press
shit, fucking
pass.
Not my thing, but I still
but you're going to do
I
it.
Still am, well, it's my job
yeah,
now.
Exactly. But yeah, honestly, I thought it was really, really interesting. I had no idea about that.
Learning about far-right extremism could be my thing, but far-right extremism is not my thing.
Well, yeah, good to clarify that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's called Day X from New York Times. So
okay. Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's go to our recommendations from last week. Now, I want to start with me because mine was a huge fuck up and we need to start there and we need to get that.
We just need to get it out of the way.
Get it done.
I don't think it was huge. Okay, I think it was a really well-produced podcast.
Okay, all right.
About rock climbing.
Yeah, so my recommendation last week was Climbing Gold. Now, full disclosure, I said last week, I recommended it. It was supposed to be for our niche episode, but I put it on the wrong thing. So,
look, honestly, in terms of fuck-ups that Nick has done, it's less bad than the I thought we already recommended this, so I just listened to the old one.
Yeah, sorry, old-timey crummy. So Climbing Gold is a podcast about rock climbing. Not to simplify it, it is literally more along the lines of like the growth of the sport and like what it's doing at the Olympics, what it's doing in sort of like urban areas and how people approach like free solo indoor rock climbing and all that sort of stuff. So what did you think?
So I listened to an episode about base jumping because I think base jumpers are insane. And as it turns out, after certain people have brushes with death, they also then begin to think base jumpers are insane. It was a really interesting episode as to why someone would want to hurl themselves off a fucking cliff. And, you know, especially after they've heard a lot of people die, and there's this woman whose husband she watched die, and she's like, yeah, I'm still doing it. And I'm like, why? And I found it very funny. At one point, they were talking about how, like, this guy, he was a little bit tired, and because when you get tired, it's like you're drunk. And so he jumped and he thought everything was going great, but his angle was all wrong and he nearly died. And then they cut to the guy going, after the break, things go wrong. And I'm like, after the break, he nearly died.
He nearly died harder.
But yeah, like it was the fact that I can talk this detailed about a fucking episode on rock climbing says to me that it was engaging because I don't normally remember details of shit that I'm bored with.
Great
so,
success.
I mean, this I wouldn't listen huge. To more than one episode, but the episode on base jumping was really interesting.
I mean, this is the kind of podcast very similar to the trucking podcast that you brought to us. Yeah. It is a really interesting insight to a group of people who have a shared experience that I'm not particularly interested in exploring myself. So having a window into their world, and you find out that, surprise, surprise, these people are actually pretty interesting individuals who just exist in a world so separate from mine. I listened to a couple of episodes. The one that stuck with me was kind of talking to a woman about how she got into rock climbing, because again, like, what is how? Why rock climbing? Yeah. Why climb up a wall? Why climb up a cliff? And yeah, kind of her journey into climbing this quite imposing climb. But also it then went into like, if it's there, do we have to climb it? And talking about native tidal, but in America.
And yeah, it yeah, all yeah, falls yeah. in the forest and no one climbs it. No,
about whether or not it's respectful for climbers to climb these monuments that mean something to the Native Americans. Or the
it's not.
Yeah, well, unless they say it's fine, then it's
not fine.
Not necessarily fine.
Yeah.
And so I think it's talking about really interesting things in conjunction to rock climbing. Like, this is by no means a failure on your part, Nick, to bring nice. This podcast. It's a very interesting podcast.
I mean, it's just a failure in where he brought it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to subscribe to it, but definitely I have a couple friends who are interested in
rock climbers.
Rock climbing who will
do it.
Yeah,
if you're interested to hear about crazy base jumping shit. Good.
I mean, even hobbyists, I think this will give you a great kind of overview of like everything that is happening.
It's a good
like
place to jump off. No.
Usually rock climbers aren't big jumpers.
Base jumpers are.
I was just talking about base jumping.
It's
the one kind.
That was president.
Rah rah.
Rah rah.
Yeah, excellent. So, cool. Yeah. Great. Well, that's completely validated this choice. And now I have to work harder to make more fucking niche podcasts.
Work harder.
And I will say, I don't think this would have been a great niche podcast.
It's too interesting.
It's not too interesting.
It's too broad. A niche topic and then expands it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's so many things you can talk about.
Yeah, which is
rocks, kind of climbing, jumping off clearing, rocks.
Holding on to rocks.
Throwing rocks. All right.
The Olympics soon, maybe.
Yeah. Rock dancing.
Well, Olympics, I'm still in for it. If you want to put it up, I'd watch. Audience of one.
Cool. All right. We're going to move on. Liz, I want to do your recommendation from last week.
Oh, God. What did I recommend last week?
Million.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I was looking at a different page.
Particularly season one.
I was setting myself up for Zane's recommendation because I thought you were going to go there. So I had all my red line stuff out. Yes, Hollywood Con Queen from Chameleon, particularly season one. Season two, can't vouch for. Season one, weird ass scam that was sending movie people, high powered Hollywood executives, in quote marks, were sending movie people to Indonesia to do weird scouting locations and apply for jobs that just didn't exist. And it's weird as shit. What did you think? How far did you get?
I'm 2 episodes in. Mm-hmm. Haven't listened to, but I am going to be listening to more of it. It's very confusing, very interesting.
It only gets more interesting and slightly more confusing. Like,
so at any point, questions am I are less answered. Confused? Okay,
yes,
good.
Questions.
Because if there was no answers,
no.
I would be very
questions
angry.
Are 150% answered, okay, even though that's right. Not possible. Like, it's answered, but the scam gets weirder before, and you're just like, what the fuck is happening?
Because I have actually heard of this scam before. I can't remember how it resolved, but I remember hearing about it.
COVID put a bit of a dampener on that particular scam.
But yeah, so I would compare this to Wondery in its production style.
Yeah.
So it's very well produced and kind of very cohesive the whole way through. I think the story is interestingly told. Like, it hasn't lost me at any point. I haven't drifted off, which is sometimes if the production isn't there, I will drift off. I'm interested in hearing the rest of this.
I need when you get to a point, and you'll know what point it is when you get there, I need you to text me and tell me what you think.
Okay.
So I decided to go against the grain. I listened to season two to start with. Because I was like, you know what, High Roller, I'm feeling that.
How is it? I mean, tell us.
Not great.
Okay.
So much so, I checked out on every episode that I listened. I listened to four. I checked out on every single one of them.
Yeah.
And I thought it was because mainly I was like, this is nowhere near as interesting as I thought it would be in terms of its, like, of the con itself.
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, like, because it is all about, like, high rolling lifestyle, that sort of stuff. But for me, I was like, this is why I'm checking out every time I listen to it, like every time. And I kept going. And it was really hard for me to really follow what was going on because I kept finding myself going and doing something or like checking out whenever the ads came on. Again, ads are pretty obnoxious, unfortunately. I think it's because they've got like, it's one of those the self-integrating ones or whatever it is, which is, again, that's their choice. That's fine. But again, where it's really obnoxious, that's where it really takes away from the actual power of the story. So I went back and listened to the first episode of season one and I'm like, I should have just fucking started here because this is just a much more interesting mystery than what High Roller's presenting.
Well, I think Hollywood Con Queen did so well that they're like, okay, we've got to do a second season. Whereas because the end of the first season of end of Hollywood Con Queen is there's a conclusion. Like, yeah, there's not a hell of a lot much further you can follow it.
And I get that, like, obviously they want to continue with that idea of, like, the con people and that are able to blend, obviously, the name Chameleon. But I think just going off by how things shake out, because I did do a bit of reading on the first season, because I was just like, all right, well, the second season's really not hitting, so what's the first? By the sounds of it, they should have just stopped after that, really.
I mean,
but I can't speak to that because
the second season is a different story, right?
Yeah, it's like a completely different story. Yeah, yeah. So
and
it's basically,
I think they follow a few different people and a few different cons rather than the one con.
Yeah, yeah. All it's the way like right. It's kind of like a couple of sort of threads, but for the most part, I would recommend going just for the first season and avoiding the second, because the second is just it did scream to me kind of like a Wondery show, but without kind of the punch that Wondery sometimes has. Like, I know Wondery is very hit and miss these days, but I remember, you know, when Wondery stuff
the
hits,
golden
it really
age
hits.
Of
yeah, 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 yeah. Golden age stuff really hits.
The end of Hollywood Con Queen is really interesting because it's where their podcast making catches up to the con, and so the con has to change because they know that they've been caught.
Right.
So it's quite interesting in that the game is literally there's one episode where they're like, okay, we're recording this now, it's been 1 hour and everything's changed because they heard we were onto us, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
and I think the hosts of the first season actually don't do any work. Well, they're not part of like the actual presenting team.
Right.
For the second season. And they make a note of that at the top of the second season. Yeah. Hey, like, we're not doing it, we've got someone else doing it.
Right. So it's like a different team just working on the same thing.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've just got like a new person that's running, that's kind of like hosting the show, I guess, or presenting everything. Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, I actually reckon you'd really dig the first season.
Yeah, I mean, listening to the first episode, I was like, the central mystery to me is already more of a hook than the second season has been. So,
I mean, good advice for our listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't vouch for the second season. I didn't listen.
Okay, cool. Let's go on to our last recommendation, which was yours, Zane.
Yeah, I recommended The Red Line, which is a geopolitical, the podcast of a geopolitical think tank. Based in Australia, that deals with foreign affairs and kind of is there to kind of do a deep dive every episode on a different foreign conflict or foreign affairs topic, so that the general public can kind of be appraised of these things that aren't covered in mainstream media.
This guy's voice is hot. Sorry. Like, he's got a really good voice.
Yes.
And I was just like, damn. Mm. Like, primo.
Yeah.
Nick's like, yeah.
No, he does.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's undeniable. This guy has a really good
voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
For radio and podcast. Yeah. He sounds hot. Anyway, that aside, I listened to the episode on conflict diamonds. Because I've always been fascinated with the fact of why someone would bother. I've like, even when I was young and innocent, had dreams of getting proposed to and marriage and weddings. I was always like, buy me a fake diamond in white gold and we'll spend money on travel, because I don't understand why people spend money on it. And it turns out it's because De Beers.
Yeah. Because there's a monopoly that they spent years and money to.
Yeah. Fascinating. Maintain. Fascinating. It because I knew that, you know, that the whole, you know, spend 2 or 3 months salary on a diamond was an advertising campaign by De Beers, but that's about the extent of it.
Yeah.
So listening about, you know, like why conflict diamonds are actually conflict diamonds and how they control that, and the fact that there was a really nice mix of, again, this is a good format podcast where there's a nice mix of scripted storytelling, sound mixing and interviews to be able to get your point across in a way that is in no way, you know, like, it's exciting and dynamic. Yeah. Because I'm sick of just plain interviews.
Yeah, well, the goal of this podcast is to speak to three global experts on the topic.
Yeah.
And then basically fact check what they say and then do the curated information in between.
It's gold. Yeah. I enjoyed the, and I've only listened to one, to be fair. I'm drowning at work at the moment, but that one episode, really good, really easy to listen to voice.
Yeah.
Like, whew.
Look, podcast art, I've got to give it a big tick.
Yeah.
That is really strong podcast.
Oh, and we also need to point out it's The Red Line, because there is also a podcast called Red Line.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Red Line.
I didn't pick up on that.
Yes.
Yeah. The Red Line. Look, I really, really enjoyed this. It's very funny because I was listening to the Japan and the Quad episode and I was like, this feels like just guys being dudes talking about, like, you know, war. And you kind of go, yeah. And like it very, okay, the way that I kind of described it in my notes, I felt like I was sitting down with a bunch of people who have served in the military and they're talking about conflict and I'm just there to try and enjoy my beer and have fun with my friends.
Yeah.
And like maybe it's just the frame of mind that I was in. Because
yeah, I feel like that might not have been the episode for you.
Because the content was honestly very, very interesting. Yeah. And honestly, if you go down that list, like, so I listened to Japan in the Quad and the next phase in cyber warfare because like technology is sick. But there is literally a laundry list of absolutely fascinating sounding conflicts and you know, geopolitical dramas. But for me, like, it's a really good show, but for me it was very much like I need to be in the right frame of mind for this, because I was sitting there being like, oh my god, I feel like I'm so just,
you're just like, they're like, we've served and look at all this important shit we've done, and you're like, well, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, I was like, how's the beer, guys? And but again, it is incredibly well informed.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that really stands out for me with this, especially because I know that we have done sort of, I can't remember the one that we did a few weeks ago that we were talking about. It was like a kind of geopolitical investigative journalism one that you recommended?
Oh, yes. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. Similar sort of vibes, but I actually think that I vibed with this one a little bit more. And I think honestly, because the host is like, whew, Michael Hilliard, what a voice. But the actual display of the audio display of the information for me is what really, really
it's
sets
really
it apart.
Nicely produced.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and formatted, and it's curated beautifully.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd recommend it to anyone, but I've actually subscribed to it because I'm very curious to see what's
listen
next.
Listen to the
do you
Dion
know what I mean?
One. Like, I do recommend that. It's a good episode.
And I think for me, I'm kind of looking at things being like, oh, that like, I mean, not to sound like blasé, but like, oh, that conflict sounds interesting. Like, you know, like,
oh, look at me with my white privilege thinking, oh, I'll listen to that while I'm making up PIMS in the afternoon. Yeah.
It's very interesting because I did an interview with Michael Hilliard. He actually spoke about like how when he first started the podcast, he was talking as himself with kind of like joke and joviality and kind of presenting this information, and then people were like, it should be a little bit more serious because you're talking about like really bad situations.
Yeah,
you either need to lean hard into comedy to make light of it, not light of it, but to make to laugh because you'll cry otherwise.
Yeah.
Or you have to go super serious. You can't be like serious, finger guns.
Yeah. Like, but I look, and I did say in my notes, like, this is like in capital letters, this is very, very serious. But to be fair, like you said, it needs to be that. Yeah. It can't be anything in between. I mean, it can be a comedy or it can literally be as in-depth as that is.
Yeah.
And I think that is its strength. For me, like I said, I've subscribed to it because I'm really curious to see like what new things like pop up or how current things they interpret, like if there's a new conflict or something happens like in Australia or...
They're currently working on an Ethiopia episode.
Yeah, so, right? So like, and that for me,
unfolding.
I'd be looking at it being like, oh, that's a current thing that I'm not sure about. This is going to inform me much better about it.
Correct.
So yeah, this is a good chat. It's good.
And I will say I did describe this as very serious, but I never said dry. I think they do keep it pretty, pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I thought so.
I never once did I think, I was like, this is Zane dry. This is... it's
I love that that's a descriptor now.
It's
dry, but is it Zane
dry?
Dry?
It's dry. I mean, in the fact that it's like,
is it,
you know,
someone reading a textbook monotonously.
But yeah, look, honestly, yeah, I really enjoyed it. So yeah, this
good.
Is good.
No, I'm glad. Cool. I'm glad because I really enjoy this podcast. I'm currently about halfway through the back catalogue. So
nice. Yeah. You've gone through the back catalogue. Are there any standout episodes that you'd recommend for people that want to listen?
Let me bring up the list. So you amuse yourselves. I'll bring up the list.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the vacuum cleaner's out again, so that's good. But I can't hear it. He's not vacuuming the wall, which is a huge win. I mean, what else did I do?
You are both so bad at this.
I was deliberately bad, man.
I wasn't.
Okay, yeah. So China's Madagascar, the Vanilla Wars, great episode. So you listened to Japan and the Quad,
yes?
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Yep. Cyber Warfare is a great one. Also, the one just after that, which is basically just the geopolitics of Uzbekistan, is a great episode.
I was interested in the How to Manipulate an Election, Trump, Murdoch, and Brexit style.
Yeah. Which episode is that?
28.
Okay, yeah, I'm not that far back yet.
Yeah.
However, I really do like the Lake Chad, which nice. Episode.
Lake Chad.
Yeah, which basically it Lake Chad has shrunk 90% since 1960.
Holy shit!
And so it, like it's a ooh. It's an issue.
Hello. It's an issue.
It's an issue.
It's you. Cool.
Yeah, because right. you know people need water to live.
Wow, what a
who
surprise!
Who knew?
All of these things that we've learnt listening to The Red Line.
Yes, the red line.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome. All right, let's back announce our recommendations from this week. Liz, yours was
Villain Was Right.
What's it about?
The villain being right.
There we go. Nice and simple, Zane.
The Poison Room, which isn't about poisons in rooms. It is about text that is dangerous throughout history.
Scary. And I recommended Day X, a podcast about far right extremism in Germany. So
you want to do a terrorism? No.
Bro, listen to Day X.
you have been very fascism heavy the last.
You have influenced me.
I didn't start it. I brought one fascism podcast and it was after you brought fascism podcast.
You have been
fascism first. You fascism first. I'm telling mum, you guys.
Good.
That's your fault.
Zane
and Nick are doing fascism again, mum.
Stop it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Look, Zane, you're just a bad influence on me. So.
I promise. For the next 6 episodes, I won't bring any fascism.
Yeah, because you've already planned. I was going to say. Yeah,
I
feel like.
Of course, I have. You all should have as well.
I think I'm like 4. Actually, no. I think I have 6 in the can at the moment. Including some for our, you know, later on down the line themed podcast.
Yeah,
I am 15% happier than when I walked in here. I'd always enjoy this after, like, I'm in such a shit mood and then I come in here and then I laugh at our dumb shit and podcasts and I leave 15 to 20% happier almost every time.
Yeah, honestly, proven now. So we can put that as like a little thing.
Yeah.
Proven to improve your life by 15% or something.
15 to 20%. I assume we've already given Castology an Apple review, but you could give that one.
Hell, I absolutely.
Makes me 15% happier.
I might need to change my review now. I did. If you at home would like to give us a review, please do. It helps immensely.
Yeah absolutely. You can also get us on thatsnotcanon.com/castology. There's a form that Zane deals with. So thanks,
if you
Zane.
Want to recommend either your podcast or a podcast of that you listen to that you think, hell, that's Zane Dry. I'm going to send that
that's
in.
Zane Dry.
There have been people that have said, this is a podcast for Zane and no one else.
Yeah. And so, you know, and look, I've even had This Is A Few Liz podcast. So I'd like if you write in if you've got a Nick podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please do, actually.
And
that'd be great.
Specify This Is A Nick podcast because then he doesn't have to do as much of his homework.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And you can also get us on social media as well. I noticed that Liz did post that, so thanks for doing that one. Liz, appreciate it.
I was wondering whether you were going to notice that I've just got sick of doing the emotional labor of asking you, so I've started doing it again myself.
I figured I'd thank you in person because it's just a bit more sincere than it is over
not
messenger.
Only in person but on air.
On air too.
I mean, I love that that's on the record.
Yeah, you know? Good. You know, I'll happily fucking eat that one. So yeah. Anyway, I've been one of your hosts. Nick Bleaker, across me has been
Zane C. Weber.
Pointed the wrong way to my left.
Liz Best.
You've listened to podcast people.